Justice Department fails to prosecute executives. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer.
Hello, this is Mr. Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 and WGXC.org, streaming all over the world.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilde, host of Mostly Singles, airing every fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC. Maya. I play music I love. Mostly 45s, with cuts from obscure collectible LPs, rare 78s, field recordings, and more. Tune in, too, for special guests, international and local artists, musicians extraordinaire. That's Mostly Singles on WGXC 90.7 FM and online at WGXC.org. It's happening.
I'm a big Tim Rose's sister. And I'm a big Tim's sister.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned into All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Thursday, June the 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The DOJ Clinton email probe report due out today. Also on the Thursday rundown, a deportation order deemed a death sentence in Connecticut, lead contamination in school drinking water worse than expected, and the Big Sky State celebrates 25 years of LGBT pride. Topping our news, conservatives on Capitol Hill anxiously awaiting the imminent release of a report from the Department of Justice Inspector General. The Hill reports it will be scrutinizing the law enforcement agency's handling of its investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. The Hill reports Congress will likely not see the document until shortly before it is made public, with its official conclusions remaining the subject of intense speculation until then. Immigrant rights advocates are calling a judge's deportation order in New England a de facto death sentence.
Nelson Omar Rosales Santos has a wife and children who are U.S. citizens. He has no criminal record, and the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service has approved his application for a green card. He also has type 2 diabetes and is scheduled for a life-saving kidney transplant later this summer. But according to Catalina Horak, executive director of Building One Community, a Stanford-based organization, a judge has ordered his deportation for next Monday, June 18th, to Honduras, a country he hasn't seen in 30 years.
If he goes without having dialysis for more than a couple of days, his health is compromised. And the long-term prospects of him having a transplant done in Honduras are almost non-existent. So it's really a life and death situation.
Rosales Santos missed an appearance in immigration court 30 years ago, which made him eligible for removal. Public officials, faith leaders, and other supporters will be outside Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in Hartford at 4 p.m. today to speak out against the deportation order. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And as schools begin the summer break, environmental groups are urging public officials to take swift action to get the lead out of schools' drinking water. Linda Barr reports on a new interactive map by Environment America and U.S. PERG. It shows lead contamination in the tap water of schools throughout the country.
According to John Rumpler with Environment America, schools from Texas to Oregon, New Jersey, and Maine show high levels of lead. He says there's an ever-present risk of contamination in our nation's schools. It's in the water delivery system, pipes, plumbing, fixtures, and in the faucets.
The most fundamental solution to the problem is to get the lead out, to actually remove the lead-bearing parts in the water delivery system, so that our water for our children can be safe.
Medical experts estimate that across the country, upwards of 24 million children are going to lose IQ points because of exposure to low levels of lead. Rumpler points out that the fastest and least expensive way to reduce the problem right away would be for schools to install filters that are certified to remove lead on every faucet and every fountain used for drinking or cooking.
As schools break for the summer, environmental groups say it is a great time for lead remediation. Conservationists are warning that riders attached to the Farm Bill making its way through Congress could damage the nation's public lands and wildlife.
After a House version of the Farm Bill stalled last month, the Senate has proposed a bill that would exempt the livestock industry from a series of environmental reviews and public input. Eric Mulvar with the Western Watersheds Project says giving the green light to just any targeted grazing project, for example, could put rangelands at risk for wildfire.
You could end up with some very harmful targeted grazing projects that could actually increase the amount of cheatgrass infestation without even consulting the public about what's going on the lands that the public essentially owns.
Mulvar notes federal law requires that agencies thoroughly research land management issues and involve the public in decisions that affect public lands. But some members of Congress and the White House argue that cutting regulations that burden industry will lead to economic growth and job creation. I'm Eric Galatis.
The House is expected to hold a revote on its version of the Farm Bill before June the 22nd. It includes a rider by Wyoming GOP Representative Liz Cheney that would reopen vacant grazing lands to cattle, even in endangered species habitat. The Senate version could reach the full floor as early as next week. And finally, Eric Tegadoff reports that June is Pride Month, a celebration of gay communities across the country. In Montana, Big Sky Pride is holding its 25th annual celebration.
It will include events across the city all weekend and a speech from Governor Steve Bullock. A quarter century of Pride in Montana is a big deal, President of Big Sky Pride Kev Ham says, but he adds that the push for equality is still young. The first Pride marches took place after the violent Stonewall riots in New York City in 1969.
One of the things that I think people don't realize is that we're still the frontier. We're celebrating our 25th Pride, which is a great accomplishment for Montana, but you're looking at 1970 was the first time they had the first annual march in New York.
Ham says Pride celebrations in Montana grow every year. Events over the weekend will span the spectrum, from kickoff at the Lewis and Clark Tap Room on Friday, to comedy shows, to a meet and greet with LGBT state legislators at Ten Mile Creek Brewery.
Advocates say they are still fighting for equality, pointing to Initiative 183 in the state, which is currently collecting signatures to appear on the November ballot. It would require people to use a restroom or locker room based on their sex assigned at birth. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Thursday should be mostly sunny with a high near 68, a low around 51. Friday should also be sunny with a high near 71, a low around 53. And Saturday should be sunny, the high near 79 and a low around 60. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, Creative Community Radio.
Just makes you want to donate to WGXC, doesn't it? And the number is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or go online to WGXC.org and show us your love. Give us a little tender, loving cash. Tell us how much this community radio means to you, means to independent thoughts in an age of corporate dominance of thoughts. Think about that.
You must know that we are kicked off our fundraiser for this period. I don't know exactly what we're calling this one, but I will know before the day is over, I'll tell you that. So we've been through this many times, folks. You know that in order for WGXC to continue providing you with quality community radio, we have to have money from the community to do that. It's your radio station, and you support it. So we're asking you, as we have in the past, to open your hearts and your pockets and whatever else there may be about you that encourages you to give us a call and make a pledge to our community radio stations so that we may continue to provide you with quality FM radio, creative, hands-on as it is, that brings you a mixture of entities to entertain, inform, in all of the aspects of today's life and today's world in our company, in our county in particular. So I thank you now, and as I've said in the past, folks, you know, I don't care if you are listening to me. I don't care if you don't make a donation during my time on the air, but I do care that you take some time between now and the time this fund drive is over to make a contribution to WGXC so the station can continue providing you with, it's heartfelt efforts to bring you quality radio. Okay, so why don't we start? Oh, by the way, in order for you to do that, of course, you need to know that you have to call by phone to 518-697-7400. And you can go online to wgxc.org/donate. You may send a check by mail by sending it to WGXC, care of Wave, WAVE Farm, 5662, Route 23, Acre, ACRA, New York, 12405. We are a division of Wave Farm, and donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local. All right, now we're going to talk to our guest here, Andrea Mitchell. You live in Catskill, right?
I do.
And you're here to tell us all about what is the name of the? It's a rally tomorrow.
It is. We're having a rally tomorrow, and it's with the National Group Families Belong Together. We are calling ours the Keep Families Together Rally. It's going to be held at 6 p.m. at the 7th Street Park in Hudson.
Also known as the, or actually known as the Public Square, which is a much better title that I wish city officials would actually use the actual name of the park. But at 6 p.m. at the Public Square at the corner of Warren Street and 7th Street, and what's going to happen there?
We're just going to hold a rally to recognize the children that are being systematically removed from their families upon crossing the border at multiple points of entry and put in detention away from their parents and families, which is traumatic to both parents and children, of course. And we have a few speakers about ICE, immigrant rights, you know, people of varied documented status here in our own communities. And then we're just going to be closing out with a silent candle vigil for the lives that have been lost in ICE custody over the last few years, and recognizing how traumatic that is for families who are only coming here to, you know, seek jobs or promise or escape violence or a variety of reasons that people come to this country.
Now, this is a difficult issue in a lot of ways. I guess you don't really even know how many children this is happened to, or how many families have been split apart by, because the statistics and information aren't very readily available.
Yeah, even you know, last week I think so many of us saw Senator Merkley of Oregon go to Texas to try to get into one of these detention centers and just be flat out denied entry.
He made an appointment, I think, beforehand, and still was not allowed in, and was like basically shooed off by the police.
Yeah, the fact that we can't get into these facilities, that we can't see what's happening with these children, check on these children, make sure that they're safe, make sure that they have adequate care, especially when reports coming out of other ICE facilities are so terrible. Them being called ice boxes because they're kept at such freezing temperatures, people sleeping on the floor, you know, really conditions that no person should have to stay in. And
now they're talking about tents, so it's going to go from an ice box to a oven.
Yeah, in Texas, in the middle of summer, we're going to start moving kids to sleeping in tents. It's what we're doing with people that are coming to this country right now is really, really a travesty. And we really feel that it's a nonpartisan issue. So many times when you bring this up, Republicans and people on the other side will say, well, this is an Obama era ruling. This is something that's been happening for years. I think that you can only act on the best information that you have. And I personally didn't know about it during Obama's era. I know about it now, and so now is my opportunity to speak out and stand up against this.
Yeah, I thought the new administration wanted to do everything to do the opposite of Obama. So why aren't they doing the opposite of this if they're saying this is an Obama thing?
Yeah, it's just like they doubled down on it instead of, you know, going opposite. They said, oh, this is such an amazing policy. We're actually just going to use it as a deterrent, which is just, you know, the UN has even spoken out against that, that it's such a disgusting thing to say, well, if you come to our country, we'll take your children. Is, as a parent, I can't think of anything more devastating.
That was my next question was going to be, do you know why? I thought maybe it was because I couldn't think of what the reason would be. It doesn't seem like a security risk to have children and parents together, but they're just doing it as an example for other people so that they don't come in with a child because they'll be split apart.
Yeah. As disgusting as that is, you know, it's just one more of the really vile things that this administration has said about, you know, people coming to seek shelter here in America. It's, you know, from Sessions saying that we will no longer grant asylum to people who are fleeing violence, war, or gang violence in their own country, to using the threat of removing children from your custody as a deterrent, the way that we're treating fellow humans in particularly the last year has become really disgusting and embarrassing. And I think that we as Americans should really feel ashamed. And now's our opportunity to stand up against this administration, stand up against these policies, and fight for, you know, fellow mankind. Like, it doesn't matter where you were born. We all deserve a chance to, like, have our families with us and pursue happiness and health and all the wonderful things that this world should give us.
Yeah, so they're admitting that it's a political, they're doing this for political reasons. They're splitting apart families, young 6, 7, 8-year-olds from their mothers and their fathers. And I think I've read that there are psychologists that have done studies that this is really like causes a post-traumatic stress syndrome of a sort for these children because their brains are too young to understand at all what's going on. And all they know is that their mothers have been pulled away from them and they don't know when they're going to get them, see if they're ever going to see them again. They don't understand the geopolitical considerations that are going on. It just instills fear in their brains.
Yeah. There's actually reports of children as young as 18 months being removed from their mother's custody and being put in places that these people have never heard of. There was a story about a woman who came over, I believe she was from the Congo, and they took an asylum seeker. Her family had been murdered in violence that's happening in that area. Her and her daughter came over. Her daughter was removed from her custody and put in Chicago, which is, you know, it might as well be a foreign country if you don't know American geography. You have no idea where that place is. And just trying to fight to figure out where your child is, on top of trying to fight for your own asylum status and your child's asylum status at the same time. The burden that is on both children and parents is unwarranted and frankly inhumane.
And you're saying they're taking away children that are still breastfeeding. They're that young that's just crazy.
One of the newest stories that's coming out around this is they're just telling parents that, you know, their kids just need to be checked out or they need to go get a bath. And then it's not until hours later when the children aren't being returned to them that the parents really realize that their children are.
So this is like the Ohio last week where they, it was like a Home Depot or something like that. They gave out donuts to free as a way to lure immigrants into a room where they could easily gather them all up. And in Brooklyn last week where they arrested a pizza delivery person at an army base, they're using these kind of weird lying to you tactics to lure people into arrest.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I particularly feel disgusted by the Brooklyn story. Every story that is coming out is so. I don't even have polite language actually to describe the way that I feel about the way that we are treating people of very documented status in this country right now, and particularly the children. You know, my own parents are foster parents, and I realize, you know, there are reasons that foster care exists. This seeking asylum, seeking a better life for your children, is not that reason. Children should always be with parents that are trying to care for them, trying to provide for them, and using this as a political move, as a political tactic, is disgraceful.
And again, the rally is going to be at 6 p.m. Thursday in the public square or the 7th Street Park in Hudson. Who are some of the speakers that you got lined up? Or
Actually, the speakers are being lined up through the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, who is working closely on organizing this with us. We're also working with Surge to get the word out, which is Showing Up for Racial Justice in Hudson. Before the rally at 6, from 5 to 6 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church, which is on Warren Street in Hudson.
You know, that's where our Hudson studio is, so we'll probably want to get you guys on the air there.
Yeah, we'll be doing sign making and a little coming together before we head to the park. So if anybody wants to show up, make some signs, get some more information, we'll be at the church from 5 to 6.
In the community room or outside on the grass?
In the community room.
So who's going to speak at the... Do you know who's going to speak at the rally yet?
I don't. I know that Tiffany Gregariot is going to speak, and I don't know if I have the names of anyone else that's going to speak, actually.
And has this happened locally? Have any local children been torn? I mean, I know there have been ICE arrests of local farm workers, of local other local immigrants. Have there been children torn away from parents locally? I don't think I've read about that yet.
I have not read about any local cases of it happening.
So mostly this is just happening at the border of the country.
At points of entry, yeah. Around.
Has it happened in New York, in Canada? Are we tearing, or is it just Mexico?
Well, I know that so much of this, when it first came out, was really about Mexico. And I think that's just because that's such a large point of entry. But
as of last weekend, we're at war with Canada now, right?
Yeah. I think that immigration is going to go the other way. I think that
Canada may be tearing apart United States citizens from their children.
I hope not. You know, I hope that every other country on this planet will choose to treat immigrants and asylum seekers better than we are choosing now. But I know that, you know, families from, like the woman that I mentioned who came in from Africa, I don't know where her point of entry was into this country, but, you know, it's not just people that are from, you know, south of our Texas border that are being separated. It is asylum seekers from all over the world.
So it's happening at airports and things, places too.
Yeah.
Ports. And,
What
else do you need to tell us about the rally, or what should listeners know about it?
So we just are planning on meeting in the park for just about an hour. We're going to have a few speakers and just close out with a few moments of silence and hopefully just come together. It's a National Day of Action. So we're coming together with different cities all over the area. There's going to be a rally in Albany. There are ones happening downstate. You can find a local rally at familiesbelong.org if you're not local to Hudson and you want to get involved. And hopefully we just make a loud noise and really our elected officials notice what we're doing and take action.
And there's a you have page too, right?
We have a Facebook event, which you can find through our Surge Hudson page, which is S-U-R-J Hudson. There's a link, and we've been sharing it on progressive pages all week, and we'll continue to do that. We'll do a big push on that tonight, so you should be able to, if you follow a progressive or political page.
All together now.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves. Wave Farm's WGXE broadcasts to New York's Upper Hudson Valley on 90.7 FM and streams to the world on WGXE.org.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Okay, folks. I can feel us closing in on the $25,000 goal. It's like creeping in right now. The daily goal is $2,100, and this show's goal is $250. So we're getting close on this last little throes of the Monday afternoon show. We're rocking and rolling. The number is 518-697-7400. Just counting on you to give us a call. 518-697-7400. They might kick me off the air if I don't raise that. But they might kick me off the air anyways. So let's just get this thing going. Keep it going, folks. Very, very importante. Mucho importante para todo los personas. It's independent media. It's community radio. I mean, listen to this stuff. Come on. You just don't get that, folks. Bring it. 518-697-7400.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan from the Battlefield Earth Program. Have you donated yet to the radio station WGXC? Well, it's as easy as going to WGXC.org and hitting the donate button. It's like picking a chocolate out of a baby's hair. Please remember, we need you so that you can need us. WGXE.org.
This is that time once again. And just like any station that relies on listener support, you know, we got to remind you that it's just about that time. So do it to create a better local community. Do it for any reason whatsoever. Even if you don't listen that much, you can donate out of the principle, you know? This is the day during of the, we have consolidation of media is a big problem. You've got, in my opinion, and you know, you have a lot of stations and TV stations and companies being bought up by larger companies and conglomerate, and that's it. You know, it's like you could look at a box of Ritz crackers, and it's not Ritz crackers anymore, or Nabisco or whatever it is. It's you know, it's probably Unilever or Mondelez or some, you know, giant, you know, mega global conglomerate corporation. So we are independent. We answer to nobody but you and your mama and your papa and your brother and your sister and your neighbors. You guys are our brothers and sisters and our mothers and fathers. And, you know, that's what we do. We don't have commercials. You know, we don't have sponsors telling us, we're going to pull our advertising if you talk about Donald Trump that way. So that's awesome. You know, you're going to hear real opinions on the station. You're going to hear real feelings, real emotions from people who live right near you. Or if you're a visitor here, people who you might see down the street, people who you might see at the Spotty Dog or at the Carolina House or at Chatham Brewery or Crossroads Brewery or any of these places. I got breweries on my mind. Tonight I'm going to S&S Brewery in Nassau. I've never been there and I'm very excited. You know, some of these farmers are starting to turn to beer because milk, again, with companies being bought up by each other, it's not profitable for a lot of local farmers to be dairy farmers anymore. So you got people, farmers, like doing beer, and that's great. I'm really very fine with that. But anyway, there's just so much going on around here. So yeah, I've heard great things about S&S Brewery in Nassau. It's like way hard to find and tucked away, and it's like on this guy's land, and it's his own. Six generations they own this farm, and finally switched from dairy to beer. We've had a beer show on this station before from the Kenny from Crossroads. There's just so much going on. And another great feature of WGXC to just illustrate why the station is valuable and important is our community calendar of events. Our website is the best place, really, literally the best place to see what's going on in Greene and Columbia County. Don't forget that. So in addition to the, you know, just in the moment, like enjoying listening to this radio station, check out the calendar of events because there's an endless array of things that are happening around this area. So go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org. And before or after you donate, click on calendar and you'll see so much going on.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of
WGXC.
Listen, each and every one of you out there, let me tell you, well,
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big is out of you and me.
WGXC
is everywhere, man. He's in everything.
Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Kara Durham High School, Catskill High School are some of the schools WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in everybody.
WGXC
is in your jeans. He's in your cheeseburgers.
WGXC
is in Nutty Buddies.
WGXC
is in your mom. He's in everybody.
Blue Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, the Red Dot Restaurant and Bar in Hudson, Kellner Cafe at the Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, Dalton's Donuts in Cairo, Hilo in Catskill, and Little Deb's Oasis in Hudson are some of the restaurants WGXC has broadcast from.
He's in the young, the old, the fat, the skinny, the white, the black, the brown, and the blue. People got
WGXC
in them too.
WGXC
is in everybody out there. Everybody's got
WGXC
in them.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the big ease is out of you and me.
Cairo Town Park, Oakdale Lake in Hudson, Dutchman's Landing Park in Catskill, some of the parks that WGXC has broadcast from.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king.
Cairo Town Hall, Hudson City Hall, the Greene County Legislature, and the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are some of the town halls WGXC has broadcast from. Chatham Library, the Cairo Library, the Catskill Library, the Hudson Library, WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Time has come to talk that little bit of
WGXC
inside of you. Talk to it. Call it up.
WGXC.
Heal me. Save me.
WGXC.
The Hudson Farmers Market. The Catskill Farmers Market. WGXC has broadcast from.
That's right. You got that
WGXC
inside of you. He's talking to you. He says he wants you to
donate.
Everybody got to
donate.
Sing like the king.
Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson. The Stair Galleries in Hudson. Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. Rita Bowers Resort in Round Top. Stack's Pub in Cairo. M&J's Hair Studio in Hudson, Hudson Lodge, Half Moon in Hudson, the Beverly in Kingston, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, and the Cannonball Factory in Hudson are some of the businesses WGXC has broadcast from.
Like the king. Get that leg going now. And get your lip, too.
Columbia Green Memorial Hospital, the Greene County Council on the Arts, Evergreen Hall Co-Arc in Valencia, Catskill Senior Center, the Catskill Community Center, the Hudson Youth Center, the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, and Basilica Hudson are some of the nonprofits WGXC has broadcast from.
Everybody! Yeah, we're rocking now.
WGXC.
This is with us. He's with us and he's speaking to us. He says, peoples! He says, peoples! Everybody! Everybody gotta
donate.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see, that the big ease is out of you and me.
WGXC
is everywhere.
WGXC
is everything.
WGXC
is everybody.
WGXC
is still the king.
WGXC.
Well, thank you, man.
As of today, the it's not annual; it's like biannual. WGXC pledge drive has begun. So, if you enjoy what you hear on this station, and I mean, why wouldn't you? You get to listen to us.
Yeah, we're great. Maybe the best show to ever exist. Howard Stern's got nothing on this show.
Okay.
Then you can go ahead and make some donations to make sure that we can stay on the air bringing you quality content for as long as possible. If you want to make a donation, you can call in at 518-697-7400. If you didn't get that, you can look it up. You can make a donation online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can come right on down and give us the donation yourself.
Or if you can't do any of these things, you could still call that number and leave a friendly message.
You can.
Make it 10 minutes, please.
Do it.
Make it a 10-minute message, please.
But yeah, so if you want to come down and give us the donation face-to-face, you can do it at the place we are broadcasting from right now, which is 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York.
You know what? The easier way to describe this is the...
Stuff.
Or the easier way to describe this is... giant church on Warren Street.
Yes.
It's where that. Underneath it. Also just dig underneath it, you'll find
Street.
Us.
Yes, also the only church on Warren Street.
Oh. Well, you know, big stone one.
Alternatively, you can mail in your donation to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York.
If you want to pay for postage, that's up to you.
If you
but,
would like to pay for postage, you if can that's, do that.
No,
but
no,
if you have a thing against paying for postage, you can make an online donation, you can call in your donation, or you can just show up. Then you can say hi.
You could donate 66 cents, and then the stamp will cover that for a whole dollar.
You can donate 69 cents, because that's the true meme.
So glad we're back together now. So glad you're here. Got lost in the jungle, out there somewhere. You never know how much I missed you. Yeah, it wasn't the same. Getting by every day without my best friend. Yeah, I'm so glad that we're back together. You and I.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Brand. Brian Neary reports in the Albany Times-Union that divers removed a sunken barge from the bottom of the Hudson River at the port of Coeymans last week. According to U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer, scuba divers used underwater cutting equipment to get the barge, which sunk there in February while tied up at the port out of the river. Full of construction and demolition debris, the barge was too heavy to be refloated, so it was cut up underwater and lifted out in sections. It was owned by Carver Laraway LLC, which also owns the port of Coeymans. George McHugh, the general counsel to the company, said the vessel was leased to a third party, which he would not identify. He also wouldn't say exactly what was on the vessel. John Lipscomb, who operates the Hudson patrol boat for the environmental group Riverkeeper, said that it was important to find out what polluted the Hudson River with the sinking. And you can read that full story in the Times-Union. Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that opinion is split among local representatives after President Donald Trump's meeting with North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump agreed to end military exercises on the Korean Peninsula and invite the dictator to the U.S. while receiving a vague promise of more negotiations. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, said, and I quote, President Trump and the administration should be commended for groundbreaking efforts with the ultimate goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. There is a lot of work to be done and many potential obstacles. However, there is a renewed sense of optimism that this time negotiations will yield a different result, end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer disagreed on the Senate floor June 12th, and I quote, by granting a meeting with Chairman Kim, President Trump has granted a brutal and repressive dictatorship the international legitimacy it has long craved. For the United States, it's permanent proof that we have legitimized a brutal dictator who has starved his own people. If the United States is unable to win concrete, lasting concessions from North Korea, the meeting alone will be a victory for Kim Jong-un. New York's other Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, and I quote, I hope North Korea is serious about this effort and determined to join the international community, and I encourage the Trump administration to do the hard work of getting a strong, verifiable agreement, end quote. And you can read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. In a June 12 press release, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, and I quote, applauded the passage of H.R. 5685, the Medicare Opioid Safety Education Act of 2018, by voice vote, end quote. The bill only passed in the U.S. House and needs Senate and presidential approval to become law. Faso's press release said about the bill he sponsored, and I quote, this bill will improve efforts to educate seniors on alternatives to traditional opioid pain medication through the Medicaid Part D program, Nearly one in three seniors on Medicaid Part D were prescribed an opioid during 2016. That statistic underlies just how prevalent the use of opioid painkillers is among seniors who often are dealing with issues stemming from chronic pain, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, one of the best ways to combat the opioid crisis is to better educate the public on these risks and to educate them on alternatives. I am glad this common sense legislation has passed the House and will be included in a large package of opioid bills being sent to the Senate, end quote. On June 12th, VASO also voted for the Comprehensive Opioid Recovery Centers Act, which got 383 votes, with 13 Republicans voting against. Chris McKenna reports at The Fray that a U.S. House Republican Super Political Action Committee is reserving $1 million for advertisements to support Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the congressional election this fall. The Congressional Leadership Fund is buying ad time for Faso and nine other Republican incumbents this year. Corey Bliss, executive director of the Super PAC, said in a press release on June 11th, and I quote, thanks to Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy's leadership in Congress, CLF continues to break fundraising records, allowing us to be more aggressive in adding new races and increasing our previous buys. These efforts ensure that CLF will have the resources needed to prevent Republican members of Congress from being outspent this fall, end quote. Seven Democrats are facing off in the June 26 primary election to face Faso in November. Among the Democrats, Antonio Delgado had more money in his coffers than Faso as of March 31st, with Pat Ryan and Brian Flynn slightly behind Faso's money on hand. And you can read that full story at The Fray. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that the New York State Senate passed a law stopping anyone under the age of 18 from using indoor tanning booths on June 12th. The bill had previously passed the Assembly in April and goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo for a signature to become law. The bill only changes the current law by 2 years, as 16-year-olds are currently prohibited from using the tanning booths. Lawmakers cite dangerous ultraviolet radiation that can increase the risk of skin cancer as the reason for the law. The American Cancer Society supports the measure, and you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
The National Weather Center, the National Weather Service in Albany predicts Thursday should be mostly sunny with a high near 68, a low around 51. Friday should also be sunny with a high near 71, a low around 53. And Saturday should be sunny with a high near 79 and a low around 60. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Thursday, June 14th, Pete Kirchhoff starts off day 9 of WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive, live from the Hudson studio. After the noon news headlines until 2 o'clock, a special pledge drive edition of Night Moves with Black Ice Coffee, hosted by Jason Lang. George Spencer, host of Arts Etc., will be joining Richard Roth in the studio for The Passage at 2 o'clock. The show will include an excerpt from a conversation with sculptor Margaret Salisk. At 3 o'clock on Radio Theater, Donald Drumpf Theater, Volume 74, War. At 4 o'clock on the WGXE Afternoon Show, Ellen and Tom will be back in the great outdoors at the First Presbyterian Churchyard at 4th and Warren Streets, talking with members of the community. Listeners are encouraged to stop by and say hello. They will also be talking with filmmaker Dan McCabe about his upcoming screening of This is Congo at Basilica Hudson, June 14th. Later on at 7 o'clock, The Jazz Disturbance with Cheryl Kay, followed by The Magic Strangers Show from 9:30 to midnight.
Tune in the early morning hours of June 15th for the full episode of Donald Drumpf Theater, War with Canada, after the midnight news. At 1 a.m., there's 2 hours of Terrence Free Jazz Hour, and there's the shortwave report at 5 a.m. on Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive. 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Thursday, June 14th, the Cara-Durham Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. at Cara-Durham High School, 1301 Route 145 in Durham. Thursday, June 14th, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is back at Hilo in Catskill. Hudson Valley composer Bobby Previtt leads a conceptual performance with webcasts at wgxc.org and wavefarm.org. You can hear it live. Turn out or tune in to Bobby Previtt's Blueprints, 8 p.m., Thursday, June 14th at Hilo. The latest edition of the Blues Pro Jam is at the Club Helsinki in Hudson Thursday, June 14th at 8 p.m. Friday, June 15th, there's a show at 8 p.m. at the My Life in the Bush of Ghost Space in New Paltz with Dog Pass Musique, HSFB, Four Airports, and Matt Lazic all performing. Friday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Also, Phantom Sleaze, Hairbag, and RBNX are at Hilo and Catskill Friday, June 15th. Phantom Sleaze is releasing a new album called Phantom Sleaze at the show. Club Helsinki in Hudson has the Funky Knuckles on Friday, June 15th at 9 p.m. Dallas-based jazz, new jazz, and funk band at Club Helsinki in Hudson Friday, June 15th. Saturday, June 16th, there's a scavenger hunt for fantastical creatures at Bard College at Simon's Rock, part of the Daniels Art Party Performing Arts Festival. Also, the Columbia County Soil and Water Conservation District describes the wonderful wetlands in the region in Ghent, 2 p.m. Saturday, June 16th. Claverack Library has a workshop about helping a grieving friend Saturday, June 16th at 4 p.m. with Claudia Conan, a local counselor. Educator and author Ellen Conliff Lagerman will speak on Liberating Minds, her book advocating for a free college education for everyone in prison. That's at the Old Chatham Quaker Meeting House, 6 p.m. Saturday, June 16th, with a potluck at 6 p.m.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
This is Echo.
You are listening to WJXC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's WGXC.